The Why Golf podcast is brought to you by Skyscanner, the ultimate travel hack that searches billions of prices on flights, hotels and cars so you can feel confident you'll always find an amazing deal. Welcome to Why Golf, presented by Skyscanner. We're here at the 2024 Solheim Cup, just outside of Washington, D.C., at the Robert Trent Jones Golf Club. At the entrance, fans are arriving. They simply cannot wait for the next few days of action. We are going to be speaking to players, to captains, to vice captains. We're going to get all the nuggets of information that you need. Okay, let's head in. I'm going to follow these guys. The fans are the life and soul of the Solheim Cup. You can hear them on the first tee for miles and they line the fairways. Let's go and catch up with some of them in the Festival Village. Well, you never know who you're going to bump into in the Festival Village. And here's Pia Nilsson, past captain. What is it like to be here at the 2024 Solheim Cup?
I know. I went to the first one in 1990 and I'm here now again. But I just love it. I love the energy. I love the great golf. I love the meaning of competitions, to strive for excellence. So it's just really, really fun.
It's absolutely fabulous. And Lynn, tell us, you were saying you ask people all the time why they love golf. Yeah. I'm asking you why you love golf.
Well, I love golf because of the nature and the relationships and the quest for excellence, personal excellence. But as I said, it's a question we ask everybody because we think people need to find out their spirit of the game. And if you don't know your spirit of the game or why you're playing golf, others will impose their spirit of the game upon you. You should play for this reason, or you should compete, or you should, yeah whatever. But it's the core that keeps you coming back to golf.
That's so true. And those friendships, I mean, they last a lifetime, don't they, Pia? They really do. And the memories that these girls are going to make this week, how important are they in their careers?
Oh, they're so incredibly important because playing as a team, you just get to know each other differently. And sometimes golf is so much about you, yourself and your own game, but then having these teammates and even the opposing team, there's so much friendship and it becomes golf becomes something even grander because it's not only about yourself, it's about the team, it's about meaning of growing the game and women's game and all of that. So it's just, it just keeps getting wider and wider why we love this game and why we love these kind of competitions.
Absolutely, it has a ripple effect, doesn't it? And you've got some friends with you. Come in, girls, come in. What's your name?
Onita Castillo.
Good, you're looking gorgeous. And what's your name?
Sonja Jackson.
Hi, ladies. Now tell us, why do you love golf?
I love golf for the people prize. I'm a master LPGA teaching professionals. These are two of my sheroes. What I love about golf is you can be the individual and find out who you really are. I love that when I started playing golf, and I love sharing that with people, so I continue to do it. I use these ladies, they don't know how much, because of their books and all the wonderful teaching that people can use. And you don't have to be great at golf to love it. And like I said, have the people prize of all the wonderful people that you meet.
So true. And what would you say to juniors who are just starting out and thinking, it's slightly overwhelming, this game of golf? What would you say to them?
Find out what it is that you love about it. Keep working hard because you can be better. You're already better than you know that you are. And listen to your parents.
I'll remind my children of that. And what's your reason for loving golf?
My reason for loving golf, I love the outdoors. I love the history of the golf game. I love the people that you meet, the places that it takes you, the friendships that you develop, and the fact that you can play, anybody can play this game, and at any day you can play with anybody of any age, and you can, it just brings everybody together. It's a common bond. I feel like no matter what your background is, golf brings lots of people together. And I also enjoy meeting like fantastic people that I know, you never would necessarily cross paths without the game of golf and where it takes you.
I want to hang out with you lot later. You've been amazing. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Take care. Bye bye. We have made our way to the media centre and the captains, the vice captains, the players, all the big names basically will be coming through these doors and we are going to catch up with them.
Hello all and welcome to the media centre at the 2024 Solheim Cup, hosted at Robert Trent Jones Golf Club. Delighted to be joined by Lynn Grant, Maya Stark and Esther Henselite on the stage.
Lynn, you know you're going to have those nerves. You all will. for youngsters around the world watching you and looking up to you and playing in their own competitive golf games, what are you focusing on when you're on that first tee? Obviously, you can't control what's going on in your mind, but what are you looking at anything in particular? Do you have any management skills?
Yeah, I think to me, like the first tee, depending on the week, like you're less or more nervous, especially this week, like the nervousness is very high. So I always try to tell myself that I love those moments, and that's why I play professional golf, to find those feelings and learn how to like behave in those situations or handle myself. So like it's more of like just pumping myself up in a very calm way, like you love this, you're just gonna go out and do what you do every time, and have a good routine of what I'm doing, just try to do the same thing as I always do. But just really ease into it and tell myself that I love being nervous.
Yeah, lovely. And Maya, just really quickly, what's the team room like right now? Is Suzanne, how's Suzanne set it up? I know it's early in the week, but what's the atmosphere like in there?
It's so much fun. I feel like everyone's really not taking everything too seriously. Not taking themselves too seriously is one of the big things. I think we're having so much fun already. And I think it's going to keep going like this because we have such a good group of people. It's like the perfect mix.
And Esther, finally, you've got your boyfriend on the bag caddying this week. What is it like to have that support of someone so close to you on the bag and have family and friends here, but in general, having a support network when you're out playing golf?
Yeah, it's really important, I mean, for everyone. Yeah, it's great to have Reese on my bag. He just obviously knows me so well and knows what to say when I get a bit nervous or when I get a bit quick or down on myself. So yeah, he just knows me so well, so he knows what to say in which moment. And yeah, it's just great to have someone with you all the time who really has your back.
Does he ever annoy you? No.
I mean, of course we are up and downs, but we're both pretty easygoing, so most of the time it's pretty good.
From left to right, I'm pleased to join Nelly Korda and assistant captain Paula Creamer.
One for Nelly. In Scotland at the AIG Women's Open, I spoke to so many fans, so many young fans who were saying your name and cheering you on, and you're such a role model to them. Does that inspire you and does that spur you on to hopefully go and play even better golf?
Yeah, I think that's the best part of this job, that, you know, we get to inspire the next generation. They come out and they tell us that, you know, we inspire them to pick up the game of golf. And to me, that's just such an amazing feeling to see them come out and support not just me, but everyone around. But yeah, it definitely motivates me to be a better person as well.
Great. And just one more. Paula, great to see you. The amphitheater that is the first tee, it's one of the greatest sporting moments there is, and the feeling of walking out there. What advice are you giving to the girls this week and how they can control those feelings?
I mean, there's nothing like the first tee shot at Solheim, that's for sure. And, you know, we only have two rookies on our team, so a lot of the girls obviously know what that is like and what that feels like. And that first tee, I think they did just such an amazing job with that stadium effect. And you know, everybody's nervous, that's for sure. No one's not going to be not nervous standing there. And if they aren't, then kudos to them, because I don't know how that's even possible. But the good thing is that everybody talks amongst each other, too, and everybody knows, you know, certain situations. That's why you have a partner, you know, and you can rely on them as well. But take a hard practice swing, hit the fairway, and move on.
Thank you.
I'm delighted to be joined by our European Solheim Cup captain, Suzanne Pettersson, and vice-captains Laura Davies, Mel Reid, and Carolina Martins. Do we have any questions from the floor? No? Okay,
Di. Good old Di.
Sorry, I felt like I was at school. I mean, it went straight up, didn't it? Suzanne, girls at the end, you surprised the Ping Junior Solheim Cup team with some outfits the other night. How exciting was that, and what advice did you give to the young girls?
No, it's like it was. This is the first time I've actually gone to see them off-site, and I think it was quite a surprise. So it was kind of a super cool experience to get to meet these young girls. Some of them are fairly young as well. Like I think the youngest on the European team is 14 and a half. So I mean, it was a great meeting them. Tried to give them some encouraging words. I don't know if it stuck or not, but I think it was also obviously a very natural thing for us to do. They support us, we support them, and I think it's a great kind of. They are the future of this game, and I think the Solheim Cup is a result of that. I don't know how many past junior Solheim Cups players are on both teams this week, but it seems to get more and more. So it seems to be a great channel to kind of feed the youngsters through what is already a great system into kind of the major event.
And you posted on your Instagram that the girls, they looked mint yesterday in your outfits. How important is golf fashion and how it's evolved over the years? Because, you know, if you look good, if you feel good, you play better and also far more comfortable. So has that been chatting in the team room that the girls actually like their outfits this week?
You know what? There's one thing I'm never going to become, and that's a clothing designer. But I've learned a lot over the last 3 years, and you have to make decisions, and you have to kind of have opinions. But I've been leaning on the expertise from Ping, who's been supplying us, who's been great to work with. I think it's more the colors, more than kind of the style. And I think it's important to kind of feel presence at the golf course. Certain colors pop more than others, and yeah, so some colors represents different kind of energies. So, but it's being European, we kind of seem to stick with our blue and yellow for a lot of times, but it's nice to kind of mix and match a little bit.
Looking very smart, I must say. Laura, quick one to you. You've been involved in the Solheim Cup since 1990. How much has it evolved and changed over the years?
You just fueled them. They've been asking who the oldest is, and obviously it's me. But yeah, no, it's from Lake Nona in 1990 and then Dalmahoy in 92 and beyond. There's no comparison to what it is now, the infrastructure, the support the teams get now. It's a world-class sporting event. I personally think it's probably the best women's world event in sports. The drama of the last four or five cups has been incredible. And it's on the world stage now, and people want to watch it, people want to come. We've heard the numbers that are coming this week. And, you know, back in 1990, there was probably 30, 40 people watching us play. And you had some of the best golfers in LPGA history, Nancy Lopez, Pat Bradley, but it just didn't have this gravitas that it has now. But it had to start somewhere, and the foresight of the Solheim family, how they thought of it. I mean, it was, I suppose, an obvious fit with the Ryder Cup getting stronger and stronger. But they were the ones that stepped up, and they've created a monster, and it's great fun to be involved in it.
Here with Mel Reid at the Solheim Cup, one of the vice-captains, one of Suzanne's vice-captains. We've just seen you at the press conference, Mel. It's all going on. And we were just saying how exhausting this week can be if you don't manage your energy before actually the first tee shot is on Friday.
I know, I feel guilty saying that because I'm not really doing anything. But
you are.
I'm doing my best. I'm bringing the banter. But yeah, it is. I think that it's a very people don't really see it, how draining it is for players. So we are very conscious of that, trying not to kind of put too much on the players as like a strict structure. But listen, we've got a gym in our team room this week. Suzanne's done a fantastic job bringing in Techno Gym. We've got ice baths, saunas.
Amazing.
Yeah, we've got all the stuff to recover properly, and that's kind of a priority so that the players are all fresh come Friday morning.
Yeah, that atmosphere is so important, isn't it? You've been a vice captain before in 2019. What did you learn from that experience?
Not a lot. I don't really do a lot, to be honest.
Well, supply, as you say, the banter, but you're there.
Yeah.
It's like a community, though, isn't it?
Everyone
gets on so well.
I mean, it's you know, we've had a couple new players coming in, a couple of rookies coming into the team from last year, and they've just really fitted in really well. I think the whole team, I feel like we say this every year, but I feel like this year the vibe is just, there's no dramas. I mean, it's quite difficult to keep 12 women happy in a week, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been, the vibe so far has been amazing. Very chill, very energetic, and everyone's up for it.
From a personal point of view, you have got Kai, mm-hmm. your little son. Your son's here.
Yep.
Is he here?
Yep.
How difficult is it to juggle everything as a mother and working as well? Because so many of us do it, and it's not straightforward.
No, I mean, it's... you actually don't think you can do it until you do it. And, you know, my wife, Carly, she works full-time as well. So we're very fortunate this week we get to use the LPGA daycare. So we get to stick them in there for a few hours a day. But It is tough. It's tiring, but you just, you know, I think now being a mom, I have a whole new appreciation for parents. And yeah, I think that they're just incredible human beings. And so, yeah, we're all doing our best.
Are you sleeping?
Yeah, he's a great sleeper. Thank goodness. But yeah, they're incredible human beings and a whole new respect for parents.
Yeah. How massively important is it to have the infrastructure, though, of being able to have childcare that the LPGA are providing?
Amazing. And, you know, the 3 to 4 ladies that are there every single week on the LPGA are... I mean, it's a game changer.
So Kai knows them then.
It's a game changer, and he knows all the other, he's interacting with all the, you know, kids, some of the players, and it's a fantastic service that we have, and I think that it should be more readily available in every sport for women, because it is difficult, and you do have a lot of mum guilt, and, you know, once you have a facility or you have that option, it kind of puts your mind a little bit more at ease, for sure, and they do really cool things with him, and you feel just great with him. So, yeah, we're very thankful for the LPGA daycare, and I try and shout them out, shout out to them as much as I possibly can.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that guilt that you're talking about, we all feel it. It's really uncomfortable. But how do you deal with that? What do you do to take care of yourself? Or what's your sort of release?
I surf a little bit, to be honest. I think that it's actually really funny. Me and Carly talk about this quite a lot, that actually when you become a new parent, you actually don't make time for each other. And so we're very conscious that we do try and do that away from... You know, even if at night when we put him to bed, we actually sit at the dinner table and actually turn the TV off, have conversations, you know, just get a bit of us time. Just communication obviously is massive because your relationship does change, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, for me personally, I do like to go surfing. It's kind of my meditation, I guess. Yeah, that's probably the one thing that really kind of gets me away and kind of resets me, and working out. Just honestly, just kind of getting something active, but not overstrenuous, I guess.
Well, just moving the body and being out amongst nature, sort of. Either on the golf course, but surfing is more relaxing probably for you now.
Well, sometimes. I mean,
sometimes. Oh my gosh, not if you hit a big wave. No. But this group of girls being here this week, do you enjoy it? Do you like this week?
I love it. Absolutely love it. I think, you know, I'm quite an... I actually said I chose the wrong sport because I'm a very much a team player. And so kind of playing golf my whole career and being on practicing on my own was... I've always found quite difficult. I've always felt it's kind of against the grain of my personality. So this week's, I just thrive him. I absolutely love it. I've got, you know, my best mate helping me, Brianne. Brianne Lau, she's played 2 Curse Cups.
Oh, she's played two Curse Cups. Looking very glamorous.
She's literally 2 meters away from me at all times, by the way.
So nice to have that support there.
Yeah, I know. She's doing my head in today. She won't shut up.
But she's a great wing woman normally.
Yeah, she's fantastic. Yeah, she was closing the bar down with me last night. But yeah, it is, and I just love the week. I actually love trying to, because every single play is different, and what I love is I try and get them to kind of realize and understand, not that they don't know this, they're playing something bigger than themselves.
Yeah.
And I try and like really tap into their personality and know what makes them feel comfortable, because that's the main thing this week, is getting the players to feel comfortable and very comfortable in the team room, comfortable on the golf course, comfortable around other players. And that's what I feel that my role has kind of become now.
Yeah, and it's a really tricky thing to do, finding out all those personalities. Who is the loudest, who's the quietest?
Carlotta's definitely up there. Emily Pedersen. Emily Pedersen's definitely one of the loudest, more kind of entertaining one of the group. And then, you know, we have a few kind of, well, I say quiet, but they're kind of not that quiet. We've definitely had much quieter players.
Yeah, sort of dry sense of humour as well.
Yeah, Leona's dry. Yeah, she loves a bit of dry humour. But yeah, Leona's quite quiet, but then she's also not. So yeah, we've got some of the quieter players, but they're loud in different ways.
Yeah, I think what you're doing though is absolutely key, and that's why Suzanne's got you all as vice captains, to find out how players tick and make them feel like they belong, basically, as part
100%.
Of this team.
Yeah. 100%, yeah. I mean, it's key this week, because it's really hard to beat the American side. They're usually always stronger on paper, especially out here in America. It's really hard, and the only way we're going to be able to do that is if we unite as one and become one team, have each other's back, you know, stick up for each other, you know, be there for one another, and that's the only way we're going to be such a strong team out here in America.
Great stuff. Thank you, Mel. You've got to go. Your wing woman's waiting.
I know, she's waiting.
She's waiting. Thanks for your time.
Good luck
this week.
Thank you
so
much.
Great stuff. Off you go. I'll take that.
This episode of Why Golf is brought to you by Skyscanner, the ultimate travel hack that searches billions of prices on flights, hotels, and rental cars, so you can feel confident you'll always find an amazing deal. Now, I end up traveling around the world quite a bit for golf, whether that's leisure to play at that special course or when I'm working.
But travel planning can feel overwhelming and pretty stressful. There are so many options for flights, hotels, and cars. Which one is best for me? What is a great deal? Am I missing out on a great option? Right, okay, breathe. This is where Skyscanner comes in, making everything simple and easy. Skyscanner has been helping travellers for over 20 years, and because they are fellow travellers, they never pressure you to book or manipulate prices. And tools like Explore Everywhere or the new Savvy Search AI feature help you explore and find that perfect trip when you don't know where you want to go. I used them recently when I was looking to book a trip to Germany and was amazed with how quick and easy it was. I went to skyscanner.net, searched for my dates and airports, and found exactly what I was looking for with times and prices. And it was also easy to add hotel and car options to my trip too. So when you're booking your next adventure, whether that be to Augusta or Abu Dhabi, St Andrews or Spain, just head to skyscanner.net or download the Skyscanner app to start building your next dream trip away. Amazing deals for flights, hotels and car hire all in one place with one simple search. Skyscanner, proud partner of the Why Golf podcast.
Hello, Why Golf listeners. Emma Saunders here. If you're enjoying the latest episode, then you should also check out On Tour with Sport 24. Each week, I'm joined by my trusty TikToking travelling companion, Rob Adcock, as we explore sporting cities across the world. So whether you're looking for the best way to enjoy the Las Vegas Grand Prix, make the most of your day at Wimbledon, or find out about the history of some of the world's biggest football clubs like Real Madrid, this is the podcast for you. So listen to On Tour with Sport 24 via your favourite podcast provider.
One of the most striking things about this Robert Trent Jones golf course is the clubhouse. It's super impressive, leading down to Lake Manassas. Let's go inside and see who we can find. So we've made our way into the clubhouse here at the Robert Trent Jones Golf Club, and I'm here with Sonia, the Director of Affiliate and Partnerships. Sonia, great to see you.
Likewise.
Now, this is the first venture from Skyscanner into a professional sporting event, and it's women's sport. It's the Solheim Cup. How are you feeling right now?
Bit nervous.
Overwhelmed?
A bit chaotic. Overwhelmed. We haven't slowed down. We landed last night. We haven't stopped since 4:30 this morning, I feel like.
What are your team, because there's many of your team around here, what are you all doing? You're pulling together and you're carrying things around the site. What's happening?
Yep, we are doing last minute things. Went to the shop this morning, went out and got coffee and donuts for everyone. We lugged boxes up to everyone's room, building out bags for hospitality, for our guests, for our influencers. I think we have 80 boxes of foam fingers that we were also organizing.
They're super important.
Yes.
They are.
Yes.
Yeah, great.
Everyone loves a foam finger.
Oh, they do. But it's so brilliant that Skyscanner are involved in women's sport. Why women's sport and why golf?
First of all, I'm a huge fan and advocate of women's sport. I played sports growing up my entire life. I think it's something that's heavily underinvested into. Yeah. From a business perspective, we wanted to figure out like what's a great opportunity for us to do our first huge global sponsorship in, or partnership, as we like to say. We felt like golf was one that we knew that it was it tends to be a bit more of an affluent demographic. They tend to travel more. So if you're a huge golf fan, whether you like to participate in golf yourself, go to events, you're going to travel. So
yeah.
We also know that I think the golf segment itself is like 2.5 times more likely to travel than any other golf segment. So from a business perspective, it made sense. Skyscanner being a travel brand, Solheim being a big, obviously one of the largest women's golf event there is,
yeah,
with a fan group that loves travel. So it just, the synergy is kind of aligned there.
It certainly is. Is this a big learning curve for you, this whole experience?
It is. I mean, my team and I manage huge global partners, yeah, on a daily basis. But something like this was definitely the first time that we've undertaken anything like this, especially as a nuance of like, what are we going to wear? How are we going to host our hospitality? You know, all of those things, you know, the branding, how do we want that to show up?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I feel that the potential to elevate this in that partnership is, you know, it can really develop over the years.
This is where we want to show that this is amazing, this is successful, and how that like kind of translate and goes into 2026. How do we build that platform to kind of skyrocket this for the next big thing for Skyscanner.
What has the feedback been like around the site? Because obviously you've got your stall in the fan village, you've got your hospitality area. What have people been saying?
Yeah, I mean, people gravitated toward the foam fingers.
We've got,
I mean, I think
there's... Can I have one, please?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
I mean, we even heard that, you know, Suzanne may want to grab one to ride around on her cart, which would be phenomenal.
Yeah.
So I think we've had a ton of people that have just come to us because of that.
Yeah.
And then we know that our brand awareness in the U.S. is really, really small. So people come in, we get them with the foam finger, and they go, Skyscanner, who are you? And so they also gives us an opportunity to interact and engage with the fans that are here as well, too. And they're like, that's great. You know, we're thinking about, do we want to go to 2026? Or we have a trip plan coming up. Let's pull up your app. We're going to download your app and check it out. So I think so far, given today's a practice day and a relatively light traffic day, we've actually had quite a few people, and I've seen a ton of foam fingers walking around here today, so which has been great.
Oh, that's really good. And to get those key messages across, I mean, you've done so well in certain parts in Europe, so coming over here to America, how are you going to deliver those messages via the foam fingers and talking as well, those human interactions?
Yep.
But what's worked well in Europe?
So because we are a Scottish born and bred company, a little bit over 20 years, I think we've done such a great job of just building a product that is easy for consumers to use.
Yep.
We've done such a great job of just, you know, again, building those relationships with the different airlines, with the other online travel agents. From an organic perspective, that's how we've grown so big. So we've just done such a great job of investing in that product. And our whole philosophy, too, is like, it's the traveler first. So everything that we're doing is making sure that we're building a product that's right for the traveler, not necessarily what's best for our bottom line. If it's something, we do something in it, you know, we don't see as much money, but it's a better traveler experience. That's what we're all about.
Yeah.
So traveler first, partner second, Skyscanner third, and everything that we do. So I think keeping that philosophy through and through has just helped us grow in Europe.
That is a really great ethos. And you obviously like to travel yourself. What's one of your favorite travel destinations? You're from New York, aren't you?
I lived in New York the last 10 years before moving to London.
Okay.
I was fortunate enough to grow up around the world, so
amazing.
I've kind of been all over the world, I would say.
This is what inspired your career then?
Kind of, yeah. I lived in China for 8 years. I was born in Germany, so I am a bit of a nomad when it comes to where I live. So I think, you know, Thailand is one of my most favorite places ever in the world.
Oh, it's gorgeous,
yes.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been down to the islands. Yeah, stunning. And then Bangkok itself is an exploration, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah.
So you're born in Germany. You speak German at all?
I do not. No.
Probably there for like 6 months.
Was in the military, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
You said you were sporty. What sports do you play?
I played soccer or football.
Yeah.
Growing up, basketball, volleyball, anything that I could essentially get my feet or hands on.
Well, this is a perfect partnership then. I mean, you're incredibly sporty. You've traveled the world. And now Skyscanner are here at the 2024 Solheim Cup. What are you most excited about this week?
Just watching the golf.
Yeah.
I haven't ever got to see golf at this level, especially there's so many athletes and, you know, incredible athletes in one place at one time, and just, you know, being a huge advocate for women's golf itself. So, yeah.
It is. Just to warn you, Sonia, you might need some earplugs as well on the first tee, because it's off the chart noisy. It's an amphitheater of... noise on another level, but excitement and joy and fear and nerves. So just get yourself ready.
I'm looking forward to that. I think this is where I was trying to get our team to all dress in like American flags or European flags, like onesie suits, and I just wasn't getting the reception.
I can't believe it.
For 2026, this is what we're going to do now.
I think that's all about the patriotism. Yeah, we'll get them to sign something, so they have to do that. Oh, Sonia, thank you so much for chatting to
us.
Welcome. Great to have you on Why Golf. Thank you.
Thanks.
We are outside the clubhouse here at the Robert Trent Jones Golf Club. Behind me is the stage for the opening ceremony, a beautiful lake. It's such an amazing setting. And Team Europe have just had their photos taken for the press that will go around the world. Team USA have just had theirs. Suzanne Pettersen smiling away. I think Laura Davis was making her giggle. Charlie Hull here as well. All of them ready and primed for Friday morning. Who will be playing in those foursomes? We will find out Thursday at the opening ceremony. But a lot of friends getting together, and some of them, for Charlie, she only arrived yesterday, but practice rounds were today and also tomorrow and Thursday. This is the time where they have to manage their energy. We spoke to Mel Reed, who said you really have to pace yourself ahead of Friday morning. They're going to be exhausted come Monday, but who's going to win? It's so close. Europe, the underdogs, are away from home. The Americans on home soil, playing just outside Washington, D.C. They had President Obama visit them last night. Will that spur them on? And the Americans, they've just come now to take some more photos. They are behind. I think we're going to have a Europe and USA photo together. But after this, they'll be heading back to their hotels and probably getting some food in a very early night. But friendships, my goodness, they'll last a lifetime after this week. And you can feel it. You can feel the atmosphere really building. We can't wait. You may have remembered that I spoke to Chloe Chung, racing driver, a few weeks ago on the podcast. Great to have you here at the Solheim Cup. This is your first ever Solheim. What's it like, this sort of impression, first impression here? What is it?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a surprise to be invited, but thanks to Skyscanner, we're out here in Virginia. The weather's beautiful, and yeah, coming to my first major golf tournament is definitely a big experience and a bit overwhelming in some points.
Yeah, it is.
But yeah, I think it's beautiful, and I can't wait to see them playing for real on Friday morning.
You've got quite a good view in hospitality. It's not bad, is it? You've got a view of the first tee, which is like an amphitheatre, like a cauldron of excitement. In your sport, you've got, I mean, driving around the track in itself is an adrenaline rush, but the atmosphere here, you've heard about it, and now you're going to see it for the first time.
Yeah, I can't wait. You know, even sitting there with not that many people watching for the first responders challenge, I can feel the pressure, but also the immense amount of support and patriotism towards each other's countries. You know, the reporter was talking about, you know, all the supporters from America and all supporters coming from all around the world, such as like the UK and Australia. And I think it's amazing to have, you know, a massive kind of following of the female sports and bringing it all together at this big event here in the US.
Yeah, it really is. It's great. Now, I know you've not got much time to play golf, but I believe you've had a couple of lessons. Is that right, since we last spoke?
Yes, I thought, you know, it'd be wise to get a few lessons, and I surprised myself about how quickly I can improve. So
good.
Hopefully, yes. I'll put that to the test tomorrow and we'll do a good golf day.
Yeah, you're playing golf tomorrow. I think it's just over the road, isn't it? So you're nervous about that?
A little bit. I wouldn't say I'm amazing, and there's definitely times where I mess up, but I think it'll be a fun day and get to get some tips from some pro players.
Listen, don't worry. You can basically pick up your ball if you're having a real shocker. My boss, who stood in front of me, he's really bad at golf, and he picks up his ball when he's putting for a 12. So it's fine. It's a team environment, which is what this whole thing is about. So enjoy tomorrow. Breath work on the first tee is super important. Do you do any breath work?
Yeah, definitely.
We touched on it last
racing.
Time. Yeah.
I think, you know, learning how to breathe properly when you're in the race car and in those high-pressure situations is super important. And feeling the atmosphere here at the Solheim Cup, you know, those golfers probably have it a lot worse, having people, you know, all around you, thousands of people, and focused on one person at a time. So can't imagine the pressure that they come under. But, yeah, I think as racing drivers, we use a lot of breathing techniques, and yeah, it's very important to stay focused under that pressure.
Oh, my goodness. I can only imagine what you do. I mean, literally in awe. But being here, have you got any favourite players that you're going to be looking out for? Bumped into anybody on site? We've been chatting to a few of them in the media centre. Well, they've all been great for
you. Yeah, so I believe all the players are staying at the same hotel as me.
Oh, have you spotted them in the lift?
I've spotted a couple, but I haven't really said hi because I feel like they're, you know, in their performance zone. I don't really want to bother them. But earlier this year, I had the great opportunity to be a part of a panel with Charlie Hull, so I'm here to support the European team as well as the Americans because of my dual citizenship. So
dual citizenship. Tell us about that.
So I'm half Canadian, half British.
Oh, by the way, the band has just started, which is brilliant. We need to dance soon. But tell us about your citizenship.
Yeah, so I have a Canadian passport, British passport, and I'd say I'm very proud of both heritages that I have.
That's fantastic. But you're supporting Team Europe, supporting Charlie. What was it like being on a panel with her? Did you learn anything from her?
Well, I think, you know, it takes a lot of commitment to be committed from a young age to professional sports. So I think a lot was learned from kind of her experiences, and it was great to meet a golfer and learn about the mindset of a golfer as well.
Totally. I think we're going to, Chloe, you've been brill. We're going to go and look over the first tee. Enjoy this week.
Thank you.
Well, as the band starts up, that's where we'll leave part one of our special 2-episode edition of Why Golf from the Solheim Cup. Make sure you subscribe on your favourite podcast provider and YouTube, as part two is dropping this Thursday. We speak to European star Leona Maguire, golf influencers including Tisha Allin and Carolina Romero, and some of the members of the winning Junior Solheim Cup team, amongst many others. And do not forget to check us out on Instagram @ThisIsWhyGolf. Goodbye for now.